So raise, hey everybody, good to see some familiar faces. Appreciate everybody sticking around at the end of the day on Friday. Ray's really running the show here. I'm just going to pop in every now and then. But here's the kind of overarching thing I really want to stress at the beginning. For those of y'all that we may know each other, I really didn't start in the car wreck arena. Car wrecks is really something that I got focused on, frankly, with the feedback that I got in voir dire in big personal injury cases when we'd talk about prior injuries that people had. And I know a lot of y'all probably have this experience in front of juries when you ask people about injuries they've had. Car wrecks is the single most important thing that comes up that repeats over and over. Same thing in focus groups. And it was something that really struck me over time that car wrecks have life-altering impacts on a large number of people in American society, based on the way our society is set up, the structure of society, and it's something more than anything else we can do that has a lot of impact on people. And really, I think fundamentally, what we're talking about here today is not some lawyer trick about how to juice the value of your case. It's just really a perspective on the types of cases that you're working on, what the significance of these cases is for ordinary folks, and also looking at fundamentally how the progression of medicine changes our perspective on what the value of harms are on these types of cases. And I'll be real straightforward on this. When I was growing up, when somebody blew out a knee playing soccer, we thought you had an ACL surgery and you're back to normal. And it's no big deal. What we know now is that when you're 16 years old and you blow out an ACL on a ski slope,